the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's talk about the issue of being scammed, that you might lose your money because you fall for something, be it a bogus text message or an email or a phone call. We'll talk to our Tech Thursday expert Andy O'Donoghue in a second. But first, Niamh Davenport, Head of Financial Crime at the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Why do you think is it necessary to be making an issue of this today?
Mainly because the amount of fraud is on the increase. So we conducted some research recently and we found that more than 3/4 of Irish adults are actually being targeted with scam text messages, emails, phone calls or online content at least monthly. So the frequency has definitely gone up in the last number of years. And of those that we surveyed, 45%, so nearly half of them said they are definitely feel like they're getting more of them than they were this time last year. So it's the frequency and it's the cleverness of them that are just increasing and constantly we're being barraged with them. So it's, you know, just what steps can we take to help prevent these from falling victim?
Yeah, people might get these text messages and emails and the rest, but how likely are they to fall for them?
We've seen they're actually, things have got so sophisticated around the amount of text messages, for example, even that are sent out. And I know we're going to talk technology in a minute as well. But for example, technology has come on that they can send out maybe 100,000 text messages in a couple of minutes. So you're likely to get people to fall for them that have maybe been expecting a parcel, for example, if it's a text message that comes through. Or, you know, last year we saw a load that were pretending to be from the toll road. So, oh, I did use the toll road. So they're always going to capture some people that have used the services or are in a position. The other thing is, and the whole point of the campaign that we're doing at the moment is to say, no matter what the type of channel that it is, whether it's a text or a phone call, they prey on our emotions. So they're saying there's a sense of urgency, something's going to be cut off if we don't pay our bill, or, you know, we're going to lose the electricity or something along these lines, or the deal is too good to be true, it's only available for 24 hours. So they prey on there's a pressure, there's a sense of urgency, and we react by thinking, and they make it really easy for us to react as well. So there's a link there. Just click on the link and get it all sorted, get this problem out of your hair.
Okay, and then you're concerned about how these efforts might become more convincing because of artificial intelligence. Tell us why.
Well, artificial intelligence is a great tool. It's been around, I think a lot of people think this is a new AI, is this kind of new thing, but it's been around for a long time. And it's great in terms of prevention and being able to monitor kind of transactions and different things. But on the flip side, and we haven't seen too much of it here yet, but we will, I'm sure, as we've seen it in Europe and different parts of the world, where AI is now clever at gathering information so they can use this information, for example, to make it more believable. So maybe information about the person online. Or they can use it to impersonate somebody's voice. So my voice being online, they now have a draft of my voice, if you want, and they can use this in a phone scam. So we have seen in other countries where people have fallen victims thinking they're talking to somebody that they know quite well because of the impersonation through AI.
Okay, let's bring Andy O'Donoghue in on this. How advanced is the technology to do that type of stuff?
Well, it's advanced, but pretty much freely available, Matt, to be honest. And as Niamh just mentioned, the ability to clone voices, that's a really interesting one because it's leading to an increased number of these deep fake scams. And so AI generated voices and even video are being used to impersonate maybe company executives or family members. That's the kind of thing that's becoming possible for people to perpetrate financial fraud. One of the interesting ones as well that I think we're going to likely to see more of is the use of AI chatbots for fraud. And this is where fraudsters deploy AI chatbots, the sort of online customer service chat bots that we're used to. And they engage victims over messaging apps. It makes scams scalable. And, of course, for them, for the scammer, the clever thing is that these bots can respond in real time and mimic real customer service agents. And that's how they trick people into handing over sensitive information.
Okay, so, Niamh, how much money is it reckoned has been lost as a result of this in recent years?
We've seen different figures, anywhere from 100 million per annum in Ireland. There's different figures released every year by the CSO, for example. But the truth is, it's actually underreported. So, you know, people don't always come forward, especially if it's maybe small amounts that they have lost. They just don't want to come forward. Or in other cases where they don't want to admit that they've lost money. So we really do need consumers and businesses, if they fall victim to a scam, to actually report it to either their banks or to An Garda Síochána as well.
And what happens if you are scammed? Can you get compensation from your bank or someone else? Or is it just your tough luck?
It depends. It goes case by case. But what we would say, and this is another reason people need to come forward, the quicker you can act, the quicker you come forward, the more likely you are going to get your money back. The recall can be made, but you do need to act quickly. And this is, the sophistication of some of the scams that we're seeing now. You know, we're talking about things like investment scams, romance scams. It's not just text messages. It's all of these scams. A lot of the time, there's a long period of engagement. So, for example, around investment scams that we see being targeted at people, it could be 6 months engagement with somebody, and the likes of the chatbots could be used for that as well, because it's real time, it's information. There's a build up of a relationship with a person, but it's on text, it's on phone, it's on online, and unfortunately the 6 months has passed. So we really need people to look out for the red flags in any of these scams, no matter what the channel is, whether it's the text, the phone, whatever it is, the sense of urgency, the links, asking for personal information, asking for financial information, these are all the red flags that you need to look out for.
Joey in Galway said, I've had 3 spam phone calls from different Belgian numbers since Wednesday of last week. I let them all ring out to waste their time or answer and leave them hanging, never engage with them and block the number every time. They still ring back, this ongoing for months. Andy, there's a lot of people in particular want to know, what's with it with all these Belgian phone calls? I know I get a few of them every week as well, never answered one of them.
Well, the chances are, Matt, that the call doesn't actually originate in Belgium. They're probably, you know, these digital services that provide numbers. People report them, they report the phishing call, and they'll get banned eventually. But, you know, there is a never-ending kind of stream of numbers available for them. I think one of the interesting things about today's research and in what Niamh said there is this whole idea of synthetic identity fraud, it's called. And this is where AI is being used to generate completely fake, yet very convincing identities. And with those identities, scammers are using them to open bank accounts, they're applying for loans, they're committing financial fraud or romance fraud. And so looking out and being able to recognize these synthetic identities, it is increasingly difficult, and we are perhaps going to end up in this kind of AI versus AI war in trying to arrest the scammers.
So are you suggesting that AI will be used to fight AI? Battle of the robots, almost?
Well, that's it. All of the security companies are now employing AI to try and do that. And this is part of this, is because if you remember the original scam emails or calls we used to get, They were not personalized. They were not grammatically perfect. Now AI has been used to mimic legitimate communications. But of course, you can use AI to figure out, was it created by AI? So security companies are starting to engage those responses to the scammers' tactics.
Listener says, fake AI chatbots should be easy to spot, as they'll actually be helpful. Could the phone companies, could the ISPs, and could the financial institutions be doing more to protect individuals rather than just saying, be careful out there?
I think it's, you know, we would like if everybody did more. The phone companies, I think, we can't blame them because the digital numbers are so easy to access. Financial institutions implement very solid security, but we have to take responsibility ourselves, Matt. Over time, we will see that we will rely more on biometrics. Behavioral analysis will be done by the banks. Yes, we have to, you know, be educated on how to verify calls, emails, and messages. And financial institutions themselves will start using AI to detect unusual patterns in real time. But it is, honestly, Matt, it is kind of an ongoing arms race.
There's actually so much being done just to give, and that's the reason, Andy, you mentioned it there, that it's really important to work together on this. That's why Google is supporting this campaign. You know, we're working together with the tech companies, the financial institutions. We also work a lot with Comreg, and Comreg have several initiatives that they've come out with, and that's why we're seeing Belgian numbers instead of the Irish numbers, because they've all been blocked. And fraudsters are going to continue to evolve in this space as well. So as we block down one channel, they're going to do it. So, and it's something that all Irish businesses should be aware of. Comrade came out recently and said, if you have a, if you text from your business, you have to be registered on a registered list so that they can verify that it's you that is sending it. So this year, I think by the summer, it will come up, if you get a text message from a business, it will say this may be fraud if they're not on the register. And by October of this year, and I could be slightly wrong with my months, but just roughly, by October of this year, if you haven't registered your business on that list, you'll actually, that text message won't get to you. So it will be blocked and it won't even get to the customer. So it's really, these are all the initiatives that we're working on and we're working on together. We have the first national anti-fraud forum happening next week as well. This is where law enforcement, government departments, financial institutions, Comrade, we're all coming together, the tech companies coming together to see what else we can do and try to work together. Because when we all work in silos, the fraudsters are winning.
Thank you very much, Niamh Davenport from the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland, and Andy O'Donoghue, who will be back with us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.